It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. It is a beautiful day in this neighborhood. Is it in yours? Sometimes it's beautiful outside, sometimes it's beautiful inside. But today, Bob Tro is going to bring his dog so that I can take care of it while he's away. So I thought we might just go out to the porch and wait for them to come. Come along. Nice out here. Do you like to swing? Listen to the swing. It's good to have some quiet time, isn't it? It's a perfectly beautiful day for play, perfectly beautiful day for saying hello. You're welcome here. It's a perfectly beautiful day. It's a perfectly beautiful day for playing. Perfectly beautiful day for staying inside or outside here. It's a perfectly beautiful day, especially when friends like you come visiting. Friends like you who make us feel so special. Certain things start happening when you're visiting. When we're together, we're certain to say, it's a perfectly beautiful day for playing, perfectly beautiful day for staying inside or outside here. It's a perfectly beautiful, perfectly beautiful day. Perfectly beautiful day. Oh, there's Mrs. McFeely. Hi, Mrs. McFeely.
Hi, Mr. Rogers. How are you doing?
What do you have?
Well, I have something special. I'm on my way to school to show this to some children. This is a parrot named Daisy.
Hi, Daisy. Does the parrot talk?
Well, she's just learning how to talk. You know, it takes quite a long time and a lot of practice.
Uh-huh. Hi, Daisy.
Know, they say words sometimes, like, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Sometimes she says hello.
Hello, Daisy.
And hi there, and stuff like that.
What do you have?
I have a grape. And she eats a grape in the most fascinating way.
Let's see if she wants a grape.
Hey, Daisy. Hey. Hey. She eats it inside, and she likes to leave the outside.
Are you showing these to school children?
Yes, I visit at schools and show them animals. You know how I feel about animals, I'm
sure. Yes, I do. But it looks like you have Mr. McFeely's delivery bike.
Well, you know, it was such a nice day, I thought I'd like to ride the parrot over on the bicycle. I'd do anything to ride a bicycle.
Uh-huh.
So I thought I'd come by. I was hoping to I heard about your dog sitting. So I thought maybe I'd see Barney Tro.
Barney Tro hasn't come yet, but I've been waiting for him.
Well, I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun, because
animals I like, too. Hey, Daisy. Hello, Daisy. I never saw a parrot eat a grape.
Well, something new.
Something new
you
always.
You never know. Cheerio, I don't want to be late for my class, you know.
Okay, Mrs. McFeely, thanks for coming this way.
Off we go.
Bye, Daisy. Bye, Mrs. McFeely. Well, I expected a dog and got a parrot. Oh, and here's the dog. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Fred.
You all set to go?
Yep.
Hey, Barney. Hi, Barney.
Going to shake hands with Mr. Rogers?
Going to shake hands again? Would you like to shake hands again?
Shake hands.
I think he wants to come inside.
I think he does, too.
Come on. Come on in.
Looky there.
Now he can look around in here. Come on. Going to be taken care of. Yep.
Yeah. He feels at home.
What makes him happy? What kinds of things can I do to...
Well, he loves to be scratched behind the ears like this.
Back here?
Yeah, he likes that.
What you like, Barney?
Sometimes he'll yawn when you do that.
Is that what you like?
Just relaxes him so.
Well, we're all set to take care of him.
Good. I know I can trust you, and here's some, what we have here. Some...
Treats?
Treats.
Yep. Okay.
And we have the bowl, of course.
Dog food.
And this,
if he wants,
he also likes. Likes to be brushed.
You like to be brushed, Barn. Okay, we'll do all that.
All set.
He doesn't need to be fed till later, right?
Not till later.
Okay.
No problem.
We'll take that to my real home.
Okay. Now, Fred's going to take care of you. I'm going to leave. When I come back, I'll come and get you, and we'll take you home again. Okay? See you later, Barney.
Hope you have a good trip, Bob.
Thanks a lot, Fred. So long.
We'll take care of him.
I'm sure you
will. Hope you don't have to worry.
I won't.
Boy. Yes, you are a fine boy. Do you think you could feel comfortable here? Sure. Want to look around? That's right. Just look around. See over here? This is the couch here. Yeah. Would you like a treat? Let's see if you could just have a treat. I'm going to have some make-believe. You could have that. Here, sit. You can sit right here. That's right. Let's have some make-believe, all right? Barney seems real pleased to be right here. And we could make-believe something about a dog. What's the dog's name in the neighborhood of make-believe? Bob Dog. Let's make believe that he is going to have his picture taken as a birthday surprise for Anna. And let's also pretend that Daniel is still trying to make his magic electronic supersonic firemobile. All right? It might even be fun to make believe that a parrot comes to visit the neighborhood. All right? Neighborhood of make believe. Okay, Charlie.
Right here in the back is about it.
Yeah.
There.
There's
How's that, Bob Dog?
It's nice, Daniel. It's really nice, but, well, Daniel.
What?
There's just something missing.
Don't you like what I did?
Well, sure, I like it, but... I need a bow.
Oh, a bow.
Mm-hmm. You know, most dogs, when they get all cleaned up, they have a nice bow tie on. It just kind of looks, finishes off the job real nice.
Yeah, well, I'll look inside, see if I have a bow for you.
Oh, that'd be good, yeah. Some would just be about like that, you know, about that wide. And then just kind of dress you up when you get your picture.
About this one?
Oh, boy, Daniel, that's perfect.
Would that be good for you?
Well, animal just love this one.
I hope so.
Yeah.
You really have a good idea giving Anna a picture of yourself.
Well, thanks. Listen, how's the magic electronic supersonic firemobile doing?
It sure doesn't look like that.
Doesn't?
Do you think it looks like that?
not very much, Daniel, no. Mm-mm.
I think I'll throw it away.
No, don't throw it away. No.
Well, it's not magic, and it's not electric, and I just don't like it.
Well, yeah, I guess you're right, yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
Well, it really doesn't look like the picture, so I guess it's just no good.
Yeah. But it doesn't have to look like that picture. Why does it have to?
No, it really doesn't have to look like the picture.
What's so great about that picture? It's just a drawing.
Yes, that's all.
And this is real. And it's something I want to make for Anna.
Yeah, this is real, Daniel.
You know what? I could use some help.
Yes, you could.
Handyman Negri?
Ooh.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I think maybe when he has time.
Sure he'll.
And Corny.
Oh, Corny.
After work.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'll go see Corny right away.
Yeah, and I think I'll go before I'm late to have my photograph made.
Okay, well, thanks. Have a good time.
It's work out. Thanks for that.
And thank you. Oh, I'm going to go right now. Oh, Bob Dog, you look great.
Look, Lady Evelyn. Look what Daniel gave me. Bow tie.
Do you think we should use it for the picture?
Would you mind?
No,
I
not
think
at
Anna
all.
Would really like it.
Here, let me just tie it. Oh, it's such a good idea for a present. She'll be so happy to have a photograph of you.
How do I look?
Oh, splendid. Very dressed up. Very fancy. Come over to the castle now. How'd you like to use this hat, maybe?
Oh, that's a nice effect of hat. Let's see.
And a cane?
And a cane.
Get that beautiful bow.
Not too big, is it?
No.
Sure?
Positive. Okay. Think of Ornithorhynchus Anatinus.
Okay.
Here we go.
I'm on count
three. Open your eyes. One, two, three. Boom! Good one. How else would you like to be?
How about something very casual like this?
Oh, I like
kind
that.
Laid back.
All right. An A for Anna.
My lover.
An N.
Wait a minute.
And an A. One, two, three. There. Oh, I know we've got a good one.
Which one do you think she'll like?
Well, I don't know. You can decide.
I think the one with...
Bob Dog and Niece Evelyn, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, is this a new swing for Cousin Tuesday?
Absolutely not. You'll see that is a perch. But only after you've cleared these whatnots away from the castle area.
Well, I'll get the camera.
Well, I'll take
the camera.
Can you get the camera?
I'll grab the camera.
Good.
It's clean-up time here at the castle garden.
Yes, thanks.
Oh, that's all right.
Good. I'll get them to you later, Bob Dog.
All right.
Oh, is he leaving? Then farewell, Bob Dog. Lady Aberlin, do you think a pet would like a perch?
If the pet were a bird, it might, Uncle Friday.
Quite. A parrot? Just the pet for that darling little Anna. Parrot.
Oh, dear. I don't think Anna really wants a parrot.
The parrot will say interesting things, Niece Evelyn.
Like what, Uncle Friday?
Well, like, correct as usual, Your Majesty.
But Uncle Friday, did Elsie Jean say anything about Anna wanting a parrot?
McFeely will be arriving with the parrot in one half. So prepare yourself. While we're waiting, of course, you could pretend your hand is a parrot talking to me.
Like this?
Exactly. Now just make your parrot talk.
Parrot! Like that, yes. Uncle Friday?
Well, more intelligible words than the...
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. Speedy delivery, speedy delivery.
Come, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. I have a delivery here.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you, Lady Evelyn. Here we go.
Quite interested to see what he's bringing.
Here he goes. Speedy delivery.
Splendid, McFeely. And splendid parrot, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Right on.
The parrot is trying to be amusing. At ease now, parrot. You may address me as your most royal highness.
That's cool.
You must be delighted to meet a real king, parrot.
You're a sweetie.
How kind of you.
Hi, handsome.
Well, you're a fine bird, with good taste, I suppose. But then, after all, when you really...
Who's in charge here?
I beg your pardon.
Take a walk.
McFeely, please, do something.
Well, it's a parrot, King Friday. It says what people teach it.
Then teach it to say, correct as usual, King Friday.
But King Friday, it takes months to teach
McFeely,
a parrot.
McFeely, please.
Now, parrot, say this. Say, correct as usual, King Friday.
Take a walk. That's cool.
No, parrot. Listen. It's correct as usual.
Right on. Hi, handsome.
Say correct as usual.
Say handsome king.
Take a walk. That's cool. Who's in charge here?
Stop, bird. I really command you, address me as king or leave.
Hi, buddy. Right on.
One last try, McFeely.
It's no use, King Friday. It's no use.
Send the parrot back, Uncle Friday. It's not a fun pet for you.
Very well. I suppose you're right. Farewell, bird. And to think...
Bye-bye, Bobo. Oh.
Niece Evelyn, you are amused, I presume?
Oh, no, not at all, Uncle Friday.
Where is Troglodytes Aiden? I want my own pet. Oh, there you are, Trog. Always handy when I need you. Oh, my. Troglodytes Aiden. My wren is my pet, is my very royal pet. Greet it, Troglodytes Aiden. You may kiss the pet.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Friday.
Kiss my pet, Troglodytes.
Trog, would you please give a kiss to my uncle?
Oh, excellent. Aiden. Oh, how lovely to have a kiss from both a niece and a bird. So much better than that parrot.
Oh, yes, Uncle Friday. I'm so sorry that wasn't a fun bird.
Not fun at all, no.
It's the kind of bird that said things it didn't understand.
Well, what did you say before about that swing? What was it?
Oh, the swing.
Yes,
I thought for Anna. You know, she would sit here.
So she would, so she could.
And I really think she'd enjoy it a lot, Uncle Friday.
Oh, how I love to go up in the swing.
You do?
Oh, up in the air, so blue.
Oh, yes.
I really think it's the pleasantest thing even a king could do.
Oh, I'm sure. That sounds so poetic.
Robert Louis Stevenson and I, you know.
Of course.
A swing is the thing for Anna. I do believe that would be what I could give. Don't you think, Trog? Oh, yes, Trolley, a swing for Anna.
A swing from the king.
A swing from the king, a kingly swing.
King Friday likes his wooden bird on a stick better than the parrot. Of course, that parrot didn't know what it was saying. Animals don't think about the words they say. Barney's lying down right now, but for a while he was looking all over this television house. I want you to see something under the kitchen table, Barney. Come on, come on. Just right over here. right over here. I put a blanket under the kitchen table. I thought he might like to lie down here.
There. Feel pretty good? There you go.
Sure. I must remember to take care of these pets. Yeah. Feed those fish. When you go to somebody's house, do you like to look around? Does your mom let you do that when you go somewhere with her? Does your dad? Sometimes that wish to look around is called curiosity. There are a lot of things that grown-ups have and grown-ups do that make children curious. I remember how curious I was about so many things. The telephone, for instance. I used to think, I wish that I could look inside the telephone. I hear the voice, but I wish that I could see. I'm interested in things like the telephone. I'm interested in many, many things. I wish that I could look inside our trunk at home. It's very old, and I'm not supposed to look. But I'm interested in things like our trunk at home. I'm interested in many, many things. I see the pictures in my book, and someday I know what the words all say. If I wait long enough, maybe I could cook even hot things, or drive the car, or saw the wood, or clean out the trunk, or run the washing machine. Someday I'll make my way okay. Still, I wish that I could look inside big people's things, especially things that I'm not allowed to see. I'm interested in all those big people things. I'm interested in many, many things. But I can wait, and later on you'll see I'll still be interested, always interested in many things, in many, many things. And I was. I got to be interested in many, many things. There's somebody at the door. Let's see who that is. Oh, it's Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely, come in.
He delivered. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Well,
Betsy said she saw you earlier today.
Oh, yes, she had a parrot with her.
A parrot?
Look who's here.
Well, this looks like Barney Trow.
It is.
Hi there, Barney. Good day to you. Well, what did the parrot do?
Well, the parrot ate a grape.
Ate a grape?
Yes, it didn't say anything, but it just took its beak and sort of peeled the skin off the grape and then just ate the grape.
You're taking care of Barney, the...
Yes, just for overnight. Bob's going away.
Oh, he's a fine dog. Hello there, Barney. Bob said it was okay to pet him.
Oh, well, you've known Barney for a long time.
I've made a lot of deliveries over to Trow's workshop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have something in here. You have a leash for Barney.
Yeah.
And I have a leash on something I'd like to show you. A friend of mine invented this toy.
What is that?
Why, it's a lizard. A toy lizard.
Is that clever? Look at this, Barney. Look here.
There you go.
How did you just make it?
Just hold on to it like this. You see? Looks like it's walking. It's just made out of foam.
It can dance, too.
It does the lizard leap.
Ah!
There you go. Hello there, Barney.
He's more interested in you, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, I like dogs. Betsy and I have a lot of pets.
I know.
Visit
that.
Us.
Fine boy.
Yep. I guess I better make my speedy delivery. I told a friend I would bring this over and show it. So I'll put it back in here. Speedy delivery, Barney.
But that's just a coat hanger.
A coat hanger.
Some foam rubber.
Mm-hmm. And some paint for the spots.
I can feel the coat hanger right there in the legs.
Right, and that's how it walks along.
It's very clever.
A lot of children enjoy these. I do, too. So I'll just say speedy delivery to you and take this delivery over. My last delivery of the day. Don't want to be late.
Thanks for stopping by, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you.
You and Mrs. McFeely have the most interesting lives.
We certainly do.
No, we're not going out just yet.
Goodbye,
pretty
Barney.
Soon, Barney.
Speedy delivery. Good day.
Good day, Mr. McFeely. Come on in. We'll go. We'll go in a minute. Yep. It's almost time for me to take you to my house.
Yeah. But I have to put these things in the bag here.
Yep. This is your bowl for eating. And your treats. Yep. And you'll have your dog food a little later. That's right. And you'll meet my family at my other house. And we'll take good care of you.
Yes, we will. If you just sit down right here, sit down. That's right. You like that, don't you? Everybody needs some kind of care. Caring for people helps them know that you love them. And caring for animals helps them know that you love them too. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you. Curious, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Now I'm going to put this coat on here, Barn. See? When I get that on, then we'll be able to go. You're a very patient puppy. Very patient dog. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Only one person in the whole world like you. And people can like you just the way you are. We'll be back next time. Bye-bye. Okay, Barn. Now we'll go.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation. This is PBS.